This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 9th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies and warm sunshine. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle sea breeze, while Haifa is experiencing cooler temperatures with some cloud cover. A perfect day to be outside and enjoy. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, former President Donald Trump claims Iran reached out to discuss a deal following overnight U.S. military strikes. Also, 24 News reports that Iranian hardliners criticize their president and foreign minister over a recent ceasefire with the U.S. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, the Jerusalem Film Festival is set to open today with a strong international presence unaffected by recent conflicts. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights tensions in central Jerusalem, where residents, 10 times Islamli, and business owners protest against what they call professional protesters targeting train infrastructure. And finally, Forward reports that Graham Platner has withdrawn from the main Senate race, citing his commitment to ending genocide, among other reasons. Here's what people are saying online. From Ynet News, posting just minutes ago, there's confirmation of Trump's statement that Iran reached out for a deal following U.S. strikes. I24NEWS English posted earlier today that Iranian hardliners are attacking their leaders for engaging in diplomatic talks with the U.S. Al Arabiya English reported breaking news just half an hour ago, echoing Trump's comments about Iran's willingness to negotiate. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the situation involving Iran and the U.S. Donald Trump's remarks about Iran wanting to make a deal come after U.S. Central Command conducted strikes near the Strait of Hormuz. These strikes aim to reduce threats in a region critical for global oil shipping. The implications could signal a shift in U.S.-Iran relations amid ongoing tensions. Turning to the Jerusalem Film Festival, the Times of Israel notes that despite regional instability following events of October 7th, the festival is drawing record crowds and international guests. The event, hosted by the Jerusalem Cinematheque, showcases Israeli cinema's resilience and offers a cultural reprieve amidst ongoing challenges. Meanwhile, in central Jerusalem, residents are voicing frustration over protests against train infrastructure developments. Israel Hayom reports these protests have escalated to arson, impacting local businesses. The residents claim many protesters are not local, intensifying tensions over urban development and public safety. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports Rami Levy's CEO, Yafit Levy, argues that the high cost of living extends beyond typical consumer goods, highlighting housing prices and property taxes as central issues. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the AI revolution is shaking up Israel's high-tech sector. A new report indicates a historic rise in job seekers, reaching about 11%, as the industry adapts to rapid technological changes. And finally, from CTech, SK Hynix is making a bold move with a $28 billion share sale in the U.S., betting on the booming AI market. This step aims to expand its investor base as the demand for memory technology grows. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.